Holy Gospel for this Christmas Eve is recorded in Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to their own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And in that region, there were shepherds out of the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Unexpected and mysterious. As I said earlier, those are the words for our theme here at Lord of Life this season. Unexpected and mysterious is the gentle word of grace. And this devotional booklet that was produced by our folks has been a journey companion for me in this holy season, as it is for, I bet, many of you. And I'm so grateful. Thank you to all of you who wrote these pages because in them are our brothers and sisters' encounters with the unexpected and mysterious coming of God's grace in their lives. And you all led me to be a better listener through this book this season. In fact, as I listened, there were some unexpected and mysterious things that I heard from some of you about the grace of God in your lives. A very pregnant mom and dad, for instance, who were comfortably relaxed as they watched TV, and in comes their two-year-old son, jumping up and down urgently and shouting, "Baby, baby, baby," as he continues to gesture frantically, and the parents calm him and say, "Yes, honey, we're going to have a baby. That's okay, but why are you so upset?" And he just kept, you know, limited words at 2 years old, "Baby, baby, baby," and ran around the house, and all of a sudden, the contractions of labor started. And mom and dad would have taken their time like they did with the first pregnancy and to wait a while to see if it was the real thing. But with this warning from their son, they decide they better pack up and get to the hospital. And sure enough, minutes after arriving at the hospital, his baby brother is born. He was our baby at the 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock service tonight, little Elijah. Unexpected and mysterious, huh? Or another one that I heard from among you. A husband, overwhelmed with grief, helplessly watches his wife breathe what ends up being her last breath as she dies of cancer. Watching her lifeless body, he's wondering how on earth he can ever handle this loss. And he has this vision that no one else in the room was able to see, but he experienced. Angels robed in white coming down and lifting up his wife from her bed and placing her in the arms of Jesus. Unexpected and mysterious, eh? Or another one of you told me this past week, and you were being a harried shopper, getting a couple last-minute gifts, standing impatiently in line behind two scruffy-looking grade school-age kids, and the little girl is singing off-key to the music of the store's Christmas music, holding a pair of golden colored house slippers in her hands, and her brother is nervously fiddling with his money, a few dollars in his hands, and they wait, apparently hoping it's enough. And they finally get to the checkout register in 20 minutes of waiting, and the little girl puts the slippers on the counter like they're the biggest treasure on earth, you know? And the clerk brings up the price. That'll be $6.09. Well, the boy puts his money on the counter, and they count it, and all he has is $3.12. And you, who was standing there, heard in chagrin this boy saying to his sister, "I'm sorry, we can't do it." And with a sob that just breaks his heart, she says, "Oh, but Jesus would have loved these shoes so much." "It's all right," his brother says. "And maybe we can make some more money and come back tomorrow." Just then, one of you quickly handed $3 to the cashier. "After all you told me, these kids had waited so long to leave with nothing, and it was Christmas." The little girl hugged you and thanked you over and over, and you said, "That's okay, but what did you mean when you said Jesus would love these slippers?" And the boy says, "Our mom is sick. She's going to heaven. Daddy said that she's going to be with Jesus before Christmas." And the little girl says to him, "My Sunday school teacher said the streets in heaven are shiny gold and just like these shoes. Won't mommy be beautiful walking on those streets this Christmas?" Unexpected and mysterious. Such is the unexpected and mysterious, even unbelievable story for some of us that we hear year after year of a baby born in a stable, rude and bare, to parents who've been told they're giving birth to the Savior of the world. But just at the point when they feel most abandoned by family and friends, their baby comes without the help of midwife or proper equipment. And the heavens break open, and angels fill the sky as shepherds come running across the fields to the stable, breathlessly kneeling before the baby and sharing what a multitude of angels had just told them. "Be not afraid, For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. What will prove it is this: you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Unexpected and mysterious indeed. Moments of God, unexpectedly and mysteriously breaking into our world. They happen around us all the time, every day. Most of them slip by unnoticed, perhaps because our hearts haven't prepared them room. Like most of those residents of Bethlehem that night who went about their business while the world was making the most radical shift in all of history, never seen before and has never been seen since in the birth of this babe. Well, perhaps we're just so distracted by the demands of our lives that we miss these unexpected, mysterious moments. Maybe we've just gotten so cynical, we just don't buy it. Nothing mysterious or wonderful can happen anymore. We're so cynical about life, perhaps. Or perhaps most unexpected and mysterious events in our lives come to us more as threat than promise. Or maybe we're caught in one kind of a fear or another to the point where we just can't even look up. But this night, the sky fills with angels to get our attention on this unexpected and mysterious thing that's taken place. For to you, and 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 you, every one of you, for to each of you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. There he is, paradoxically born not in the royal palace, but in the feed box of a barn. And the Christmas song says to us, let every heart prepare him room. And in this brief Christmas moment, right here and now, I want you to stop your list making for what goes in the stove next before when you get home, or second and third after you get home, or where on earth that lost present ended up, for heaven's sakes, or how on earth you're going to get along with your relatives for the rest of the night. Stop all that mental and emotional busyness, and right now I want you to just take three deep breaths. Ready? Inhale. Let it go. Inhale. Let it go. Inhale, let it go. And maybe when we do that a few times, we can hear in our quietness the angels sing to you of this unexpected and mysterious news. Just for you, right from the heart of God, who loves you so much. He wants to have a relationship with you and is willing to come to at great lengths to be with you where you are. In your hopes, your fears, your cynicism, your restlessness, whatever it is. Perhaps if we take three deep breaths more often, we can see that heaven and nature are constantly singing of the great God of the universe who enters our world, intervening in the state of human affairs, coming to dwell with us even in unremarkable and ordinary events, like a couple of kids in front of you in line at the cash register. Maybe we'd see them. As the gospel writer John tells us, he was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave them the power to become the children of God, born not of the flesh or the will of humans, but of God. And this word became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. Well, my prayer for you and me, sisters and brothers in Christ, this night is that you and I will find ourselves more aware today, and perhaps in this new year, day after day, more and more aware and open to God's unexpected and mysterious presence, right in the ordinariness of your life. Because with Jesus' arrival into this world, it's always true and always real what we've been singing each week of this Advent season.
Unexpected and mysterious is the gentle word of grace. Ever loving and sustaining is the peace of God's embrace. If we falter in our courage and we doubt what we have known, God is faithful to console us as a mother tends her own.
And may that unexpected and mysterious grace and peace be with you this night and always.